Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. Catherine Lamfer is in for John Hockenberry.
Hey, Adora.
Out today. And we're going to get to what's happening in the Republic of Georgia and the conflict between the Republic of Georgia and Russia in a moment. But we're going to begin with Pakistan, where some newspapers are reporting this morning that Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf will resign tomorrow on the country's Independence Day. Musharraf is perhaps battling the worst internal political crisis of his life, and members of his cabinet have launched an impeachment campaign, started last week and has gone through several incarnations in the last 5 days or so. Now, Musharraf has repeatedly stressed he will not resign, despite many calls for him to do so. For more on this, we go to Shazeb Jilian, who joins us from the BBC's Urdu service. Thanks so much for being with us, Shazeb. Where are these reports of Musharraf's plans to resign? Where are they coming from, and are those credible sources?
They're coming from Pakistani newspapers. The sources are unnamed. There's a lot of speculation in Pakistan that President Musharraf is thinking about resigning instead of facing the impeachment process. But really, no one can say with authority what he might do.
And it would certainly be a quick turnabout, because Musharraf has steadfastly said that he would not step down, and he has called the charges levied against him ridiculous. Do you want to start first with what those charges are?
Well, the ruling coalition of Pakistan People's Party and Pakistan Muslim League and two other parties, they are saying that President Musharraf has violated constitution. He has subverted the political system. He has not passed on the U.S. Assistance for war on terror to the army. So charges are very varied. I mean, they include from corruption to misconduct. But the presidency is maintaining that we have not seen the charges. The charge sheet has not been presented. And once it is, then the president will decide. He's been consulting his political allies, and they are saying that he should face the charges and he should not resign.
We've seen some polls showing that the majority of Pakistanis believe that Musharraf should indeed step down.
That's correct. President Musharraf is deeply unpopular. He has been unpopular for several years now, but it seems now that he has lost his supporters, not just politically, domestically, but remember, in Pakistan, army is the biggest stakeholder, and it seems that army is sort of standing on sidelines. Army has said it will not interfere in the parliamentary impeachment process, which some are interpreting as army not fully behind President Musharraf. Another big stakeholder in Pakistan's politics is the United States. And the U.S. has said that this is Pakistan's internal domestic issue. Whatever happens in Pakistan should be according to constitution. So a lot of people are interpreting that as a message that the U.S. does not want to side with President Musharraf. U.S. realizes that he is losing support, and the U.S. now needs to work with the new democratically elected government,
which is, of course, very fragile at this point. It is headed by two men who have themselves been accused of corruption.
In the past, yes. But remember, Asif Ali Zardari, husband of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, he had a host of corruption charges and murder charges against him. All of them were waived according to an alleged deal between President Musharraf and Pakistan People's Party, which was brokered by the United States. The U.S. had a clear stake in seeing Musharraf continue while giving political space to political parties like People's Party. On Nawaz Sharif, yes, Nawaz Sharif was pardoned for a plane hijacking case. He was sent abroad in exile. Then he was allowed to come back to the country under Saudi mediation. So these two leaders have faced exile and prison over the last one decade, but now they are firmly in charge of Pakistan's political scene. They have a good enough majority, and they are confident that if they go through with the impeachment process, they will get rid of Musharraf.
Shahzad, this is Catherine Lanfer. You said they're firmly in charge of the political scene, but there are reports also that India is getting very uneasy about what's going on, simply because if you are trying to negotiate as a neighbor, even a neighbor you don't get along with, but trying to negotiate something like the contested region of Kashmir, who's in charge? Who are they supposed to talk to?
That's a good question. I mean, not just India, but think about Afghanistan. Think about Pakistan's secret intelligence agency, the ISI. Even though these politicians have been in the government for 4 months now, they recognize that as long as President Musharraf is there, Pakistan's intelligence agencies are not being controlled by the politicians, but by the presidency and by the army. So in Pakistan, whether it is India or Afghanistan, on both sides, they have been accusing ISI for creating trouble in their countries. And what these two leaders are saying
is that... Shahzad, it's actually a little bit more than that, isn't that? I mean, the ISI is a notorious power broker in Pakistan politics and in the region.
Correct. That's certainly the reputation that ISI enjoys. What these two political leaders have been saying all along is that ISI needs to be answerable to the political leadership. It should not be indulging in covert operations dictated by the military. And that's what happened, remember, in the 80s when ISI was fighting the Afghan jihad. Money was being funneled through Saudi Arabia by the CIA, and jihad was okay back then. Mm-hmm. Now it is not. And ISI, a lot of people believe, needs to be brought under some kind of accountability.
Is there any significance about tomorrow being Pakistan's Independence Day? Would there be some significance of Musharraf potentially or allegedly, as it's been reported, planning to step down on that particular day?
It's very difficult to say, but tomorrow is a very interesting day. Like you said, it's Pakistan's Independence Day. It's August 14th. And typically, we see an official function in Islamabad where the president is there, the prime minister, the federal cabinet, and the armed services chiefs. But tomorrow, quite interestingly, we are likely to see two separate functions, one being held in the presidency, being led by Musharraf, and the prime minister and the cabinet holding a separate function. What will be very interesting to watch is where the army chief goes, and that might say a lot about where he stands.
Watching the body language tomorrow. Yes. Is there anything else on the calendar? I mean, it's quite late there, but are there any meetings that are being held that you're aware of? I mean, what's the next step procedurally in this movement to impeach Musharraf?
Well, the impeachment process has not begun yet. This week, what we have seen is Pakistan's four provincial assemblies passing a resolution that they have no confidence in President Musharraf. This does not have any legal or constitutional value, but it is a strong political message to Musharraf that Pakistan's provincial assemblies are not with him. Two of the assemblies passed their resolutions earlier this week. Today, the province of Sindh passed a resolution unanimously. We will see probably Balochistan, the fourth province, passing a resolution sometime this week.
Okay, Shahzad Jilani, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.